It's 8:57. Again, thanks to Jason and John for coming in. And as we wrap things up this morning, let's get Pat back on the microphone. We got a couple minutes here, Pat.
It's kind of anticlimactic after listening to these two. I think, you know, we were talking a little bit in between on the break, David, just how much is going on and what quality people we have in our positions. And Jason and John are just two examples of that. A couple of things I just want to mention. And first off, you know, John was talking about the change at the middle school schedule and the activities that'll be going on. And he touched on that, but I just want to hit it again that not only are there going to be activities and not only interventions, but our hope is there'll be a lot of enrichment also going on there, whether it be science club or things going on. And I don't want that to get lost in there. It's very typical to what we think about with our how we're doing summer school at the elementary. You know, we talk about the best possible summer. And it's really an opportunity for our kids to come in, and it's not really remedial. It's accelerated and enrichment that we're doing. So summer school starts June 6th at the elementary, runs through the 30th, runs from 8:30 to 11:30. There'll be breakfast before that, lunch after, and it runs Monday through Thursday, our summer school. And again, if you've or your listeners have had a chance to go online, look at the classes, they're just things that really are higher order skills. It's reading, interpretation of that reading and writing, and just great things going on with that. So your comment to Jason about, you know, when do things finally calm down? Anymore, it's we run pretty much through June. I know we get a little bit of time off there, but look at that. June 6th, we start back up. 30th, we finish. I mean, that's pretty much through June.
As far as your office, Pat, what you're basically there during the summer. What do you change hours, or is everything?
No, we run pretty much the same hours as always. We do what you'll find is you try to schedule some vacation time in there. And again, I would just tell your listeners, it's getting harder and harder to do that. I set up my vacation for the summer, day here, day there. Probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I've already had to cancel some of those and move them because I just can't get them in. A meeting will come up that I really feel I need to be at and be a part of. So what I would say is if you're wanting to come into the office and speak to someone in particular, your best bet would be to call and make sure that they are going to be there that day. But for the most part, the staff is at the office is going to be there every day.
Final comments as we wrap it up here.
I have people ask, when's the last day of school? You know, our calendar anymore has 3 built-in days that we make up if we need to. We've used 1, so we will make up 1 day. So our last day is going to be Wednesday, the 18th of May. Buildings will get out. Well, I'll just read through them. Cedar is 11:45, Lincoln 11:40, Paddock Lane 11:45, Stoddard 11:40, middle school 12 o'clock, and high school 11:30. People wonder why all the different times. In one word, busing. It really plays a part in when people get out and getting everybody, and the last stop is middle school, so that's why they get out the latest.
All right. Well, Pat, if that is it, we'll let you go. I know you've got a meeting to go to next here, so we appreciate you stopping in this morning.
It's great to be here, and I know this summer we'll try to get some interesting topics for your listeners, and don't be surprised if we have people coming in to talk.
Super. Thanks. Pat Naroth with us this morning. This is KWBE Beatrice. You've been listening to Focus on Education.